The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly's here to answer your tech questions, but also to tell us how to protect our Android devices in case of theft.
Yeah, this is something that over the last wee while, a few people have come to me saying that they've lost their phone has been stolen. How can they track it? And unfortunately, there are brilliant steps that can help you find your device, but you need to enable them before the device gets stolen. There's no point in looking for it after the fact. So if you're running Android 15 on your device, if you go into the settings on your phone and if you search for Find My Device, the first thing you need to do is toggle on. There's a little toggle there that will enable you to find your device. So that means that you can go onto any computer, sign in with your Gmail address and search, type in, where is my phone?
Mm-hmm.
It'll give you exact coordinates in and around on Google. You have the option to play a sound from your phone, but you can also, underneath the Find My, within the settings on your phone, use Remote Lock. Now, this is something that's new and I would highly recommend it. When Remote Lock is enabled, you can lock your device remotely if it gets lost or stolen. That means that the thieves won't be able to wipe the phone and sell it on. It'll essentially be a useless brick to them. So once you have this setting enabled on your settings, if in the event that your phone does get lost or stolen, you can go to android.com/lock. You put in the phone number, your phone number. You don't need to sign in with anything at all. And what that will do is it will turn your device into, as I said, a useless brick. You can do that remotely up to twice a day. So say if you're at a festival and you're just having an absolute nightmare, you can lock your phone and protect yourself from thieves getting into
any of your
information.
Can anyone lock your phone? Like just go into Android and lock your phone, not mine?
I haven't tried that. My brain is clearly not as sinister as
criminal,
yours.
Yes.
I'll try and do that with your phone now in a few minutes and we'll see how we go. But the idea is just to give you that peace of mind, especially now when many of us are using, you know, Revolut, banking apps, all the rest on our phone, just to have that peace of mind. But the key thing here is that you need to do it now rather than waiting until your phone has been
stolen. And that there's a way of hiding your critical apps as well. There's all sorts of new things.
There's a whole host of new stuff built within the Google ecosystem. And what's fantastic is, so a lot of the big brands, so Samsung, the Google phones, they're all using this Google ecosystem. So if you go into your settings and if you go to Find My Device, if you search for that in your settings, and just take a second to read through the different options. That will then hide the apps that have critical data or sensitive data. It'll put, as I said, locks on your information, and then it will essentially disable your phone entirely from thieves being able to resell it.
Very good. Now, Jess, questions coming in. Could you ask Jess where digital documents and photos that are permanently deleted from a device actually go? When we shred physical documents and photos, we know exactly where they go. Into the bin or recycling. But what about digital stuff that's deleted?
So the way it normally works is when you put something into your trash can and then you delete it entirely, there may be a trace of the file once existed on the device, but all shreds of it, all context of it are completely gone. All of the content is completely gone.
You know, we hear about the Gardaí getting into someone's computer and even though the files are deleted, they find them.
They can find essentially the cookies, so the little digital crumbs that are left behind of these files. So that's what they always say is that, you know, when it comes to deleting stuff, there's no way to permanently delete them. But the best practice is to put them into the recycling, click and empty it, refresh it. If you are worried about particularly sensitive information, you can get onto a specialist firm who will specialise in data erasure.
Can you ask Jess why my phone gives me the message system launcher isn't responding? It happens regularly.
So that is something to do with the operating system on the phone not working. It sounds to me like an update, a software update happened, but it didn't complete or it may have been interrupted somewhere along the line. So I'd recommend you do is go in and back up everything on your phone. So back it up to either your Google Cloud or your Apple Cloud and then reset it to factory settings. It's a bit of a pain, but hopefully it would erase any of those issues that exist.
My Wi-Fi broadband for the home contract is about to end after months of poor service. I'm leaving at the end of the contract. I don't want to go straight into a new one. Is there a prepaid home Wi-Fi service with a router and no contract? I do not have unlimited data on my mobile phone and I have a mobile phone contract, so I cannot use my mobile as a Wi-Fi hotspot. So I need separate home prepaid Wi-Fi broadband with a router. Is there such a thing?
Yeah, you can get the portable little units. We used to use them quite a lot here. We in work. So Vodafone have them. Three Ireland have them. They're the size, they're kind of bigger than a credit card. You put in a SIM card into them. So Vodafone, they're the 5G mobile broadband routers. You can get them. What I would say is I would look around at your options even in relation to that. Go to bonkers.ie and put in your requirements and they will find the best value for you. I know you're saying that your phone won't allow you to tether and all the rest, but I would look at perhaps even getting a second device. It might be cheaper to do that if you have another phone in the house that can allow you to pop a SIM card in, get a GOMO SIM card that will give you all you can eat data and work off that.
Yeah, we used to have those devices you talk about, Vodafone, working here. And they're about the size of, you know, one of those wallets to protect your credit cards from being that size.
Exactly it, yeah. And they're very, very useful. But just watch and find, read the small print in terms of the length of contract and so on.
I'm looking for something to listen to podcasts on, separate to my Samsung phone. I had an old iPod Touch for podcasts only, but it's very slow now. I don't have an iPhone anymore. That's from Tim in Cork.
Yeah, this is something that we have been talking about in my house for the last little while, because we're looking for devices just to stream, whether it is Spotify or podcasts, and not have access to all the stuff. What we did was we got an old phone, set it up with just the two apps, so Spotify and podcasts. You can buy dedicated MP3 players on which you can put Spotify or your streaming
service.
And of
course, if you're using your Wi-Fi, you don't need to have a SIM card in the phone.
Exactly it. So you do have a few different options. The other thing is, if you have a smartwatch at all, you might be able to put a smartwatch app onto your phone, for example, Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Go Loud, and listen to your podcast on the go that way. But the best thing to do is either buy a dedicated MP3 player. There are some great ones on Amazon, or if you have an old phone, do it that way.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. All you do is search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.